I got something special to show y'all. Come on down. Everybody come on down. We got room. All right. Anybody else? Thought I saw one almost coming. I've got something cool to show you. Okay? Who knows what this is? I'm going to pass it around. Look at it. There you are, bud. Who? Now, don't give me an answer. I want you to think. What is this? Okay, look at it. You can smell it if you want to. What is this? Everybody looking at it? Get your answer ready. Here we go. What do you think? Okay, let's see it. All right. What is it?
It's filled with a rock.
It's a what now?
It feels like a hard rock.
It feels like a hard rock. You are correct. Kind of. That's not the answer I'm looking for. Huh?
It looks like a ball.
It looks like a ball. Okay, good. It looks like a giant marble. Okay. But here's what it is to me. We were in the Dominican, and when we were in the Dominican, it was Father's Day on Sunday. Last Sunday was Father's Day, and I woke up that morning, and on the side of my bed were two gifts. And this was one of the gifts. It was in a little envelope, and it was from my daughter. And it is, I'm going to tell you the kind of rock it is. It is called Larimar. It's a rock that is found in the Dominican Republic. It's found nowhere else in the entire world. And she gave me this as a Father's Day gift because I like Larimar. And,
Is it rare?
What?
Is it rare?
Like, it's rare to find. It's only found in this one area on this one island in the entire world, and they make all kinds of jewelry. I didn't want the jewelry, but my daughter gave me this because here's what I'm going to do with it. Okay? In my office, I'm going to put this on my desk, and every time I look at this, I'm going to think of my friends, my children's friends in the Dominican Republic. I want you to look up here at a picture of some of the people we met this last week. Kids, you know we had vacation Bible school not too long ago? We had vacation Bible school in the Dominican Republic. That is right outside a Haitian church, and we are playing a game with the kids. It was very, very hot, and look at those rocks. And look at our people. They're standing in the sun all week long on a vacation. Right, you can ask them about that. Look at the next picture. That's at the Haitian. This is a group of young people that we played baseball with and basketball. That's the church. You know, that wooden building. And these kids are in a hot, hot desert place on the island called Salinas. And we did children's ministries, and we did baseball, and we did basketball. And Caleb is from our church. He's not here this morning, but he's got his arm around a guy that I called Stephen Curry. And he could shoot a three-point shot like you wouldn't believe. And so look at the next picture. And this is the main church. People from my churches had built that big building, and we were meeting with the kids. And that's my daughter there, and we were singing at that point. Is there another picture? I can't remember how many I found. Oh, there we go. That's the other church we worked with. That's their church building. What's different about their church building than our church building? It's outside. What's different about their pews?
Outside in the sun.
Outside in the sun. Well, it's in the shade, thank goodness. Plastic chairs. Y'all, adults, complain about chairs? Sit in a plastic one. That's where everybody sits. But anyway, look up here. Every time I look at this beautiful rock, even though it was a gift from my daughter, And it is a nice stone. The thing, when I look at it, it's going to remind me to pray for them. Because those people, so many of them, don't know Jesus. And it's just a reminder to me to pray for Pastor Franklin and the kids of the Dominican Republic. Okay? So, here's what I want us to do. I want us to pray right now for... So I feel somebody behind me. For the Dominican Republic, okay? And they need to know Jesus just like you need to know Jesus, okay? Everybody look up here. Let's pray. Bow your heads. Lord, we thank you for these kids in the Dominican. We pray that this morning they would get up and go to church just like us and they'd learn more about Jesus and we wouldn't forget about them. And we pray for us that we would learn everything we can about Jesus. We ask this in His name.